Title: Pirate Signal Approach. A Subsign Workflow Flip in Ableton Live 12. Intro: Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn the Pirate Signal Approach. A Subsign Workflow Flip in Ableton Live 12. It's a beginner-friendly mixing workflow for drum and bass that starts by committing to a clean, mono subsign, then builds and processes the higher frequency bass body, so everything sits around that locked-in low end. The result: cleaner bass, better mono compatibility, and an easier relationship between kick and sub. What you will build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a dedicated mono subsign track using Operator Wave Eatable, an audio effects rack that splits bass into a sub chain and a body chain, a routing and side chain setup so kick and sub breathe together, a simple mixing chain using Ableton stock devices, utility, EQ8, saturator, compressor, multiband dynamics, glue compressor and spectrum. Step-by-step walkthrough. Important note before we begin: the walkthrough uses the exact topic name, Pirate Signal Approach. A Subsign Workflow Flip in Ableton Live 12. Preparation: start a new live set and import a drum and bass kick and hat loop, or load some drum rack clips. Set tempo around 174 BPM. Add a new MIDI track and load Operator or Wave Eatable for your subsign generator. Make the subsign an operator set oscillator to a pure sine wave, no detune and no extra oscillators. If you're using Wave Eatable, pick a pure sine partial or a simple sine preset. Tune the oscillator to the root note of your track. Keep the envelope sustain full and use a long decay or sustained MIDI notes for continuous subs. Set global voices to 1 so the synth is monophonic. Enable portamento or legato only if you want slides. Keep it simple for this first pass. Clean up the low end insert utility right after operator and set width to 0%. This monoizes the sub and centers it in the mix. A central idea of the Pirate Signal Approach: add EQ8 after utility and apply a gentle low-pass filter around 120 Hz with a 12 dB per octave slope to ensure only the intended sub-region lives here. Label this chain sub-mono. Create a split rack for sub vs. body. Group the synth tracks effects into an audio effects rack and create two chains. Chain A, sub, utility with width 0 and the EQ8 low-pass. Chain B, body. Duplicate the original chain and put an EQ8 high pass at about 120 Hz with a 12 dB slope so this chain contains everything above the sub-region. Map a single macro to control the relative volumes of the two chains and label it sub/body balance. This gives you one control to blend the sub and body quickly. Process the body chain on the body chain at a saturator set to soft sine with a small drive, about 2 to 4 dB. To create harmonics that will be heard above the sub, follow with EQ8 to notch any clashes with the kick, for example a 200 to 300 Hz MIDI bump. Optionally, add multiband dynamics lightly to tighten low mid energy. Use it subtly, so you're only removing a modest amount of transient gain when needed. Routing and sidechain: make the kick and sub breathe, create a kick track. On the sub track, add a compressor and enable sidechain, selecting the kick as the input. Use a fast attack of 1 to 5 milliseconds. A medium release around 50 to 150 milliseconds, a 4:1 ratio, and set threshold so the compressor gives you about 2 to 4 dB of dip on kick hits. This subtle ducking lets the kick read clearly over the sub. As an alternative, you can put a dedicated compressor on just the sub chain and leave the body chain duck differently or not at all. Monitoring and measurement: place spectrum at the end of your bass chain and zoom to the 20 to 200 Hz range. Aim for concentrated energy under roughly 80 Hz. Without phase smear or sudden peaks that could clip the master. Use utility on the master to toggle width and check mono compatibility. The subsign should remain solid in mono while the body retains stereo interest. Glue and bus processing: group your subsign and any mid/high bass tracks into a bass group. Add a glue compressor for gentle cohesion. Target about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Finish with EQ8 to roll off anything below 30 Hz and remove an audible rumble. Use a limiter on the master only if you really need it. Quick checklist for the Pirate Signal Approach: sub is mono, utility width 0. Sub low pass cutoff around 80 to 120 Hz. Body high pass cutoff matches the sub low pass. Body has saturation/harmonics. Sub remains clean. Sidechain ducking from kick to sub is enabled. Monitor with spectrum and confirm mono compatibility. Common mistakes to avoid: treating sub and body as a single track. Don't put saturation on the subsign chain. Cutting too much from the body and losing presence above 120 Hz. Making the sub stereo. This causes phase issues on club systems. Overcompressing the sub bus and killing groove. Not tuning the subsign to the track key. An out-of-tune sub feels muddy. Setting sidechain attack too long so the sub is cut unnaturally. Keep attack short. Pro tips: target 60 to 90 HC for DNB subs, but adjust based on genre and system. If your sub translates poorly across systems, use a small multiband compressor to tame the lowest octave. Automate the sub/body balance macro for different sections: subs forward in drops, body forward in breakdowns. For phase checks, temporarily invert phase on tracks via utility to diagnose cancellations. Use a short transient clipper only on the body chain to preserve punch without affecting the subs. Save the rack as pirate signal sub flip so you can reuse the exact split and macros. Mini practice exercise your goal. Build an 8-bar drum and bass loop that demonstrates the pirate signal approach. A subsign workflow flip in Ableton Live 12. Steps. 1. Make a kick and simple drum loop at 174 BPM. 2. Create a subsign MIDI track with operator and place one sustained root note per bar. 3. Build the audio effects rack with sub and body chains split at 120 HC. 4. Add soft sign saturator on the body, utility width 0 on the sub, and set up a sidechain compressor from the kick to the sub. 5. Use the macro to balance sub and body, then export an 8-bar loop and listen on headphones, small monitors, and a phone. Objective: keep the sub centered and steady, let the body provide texture above the subs, and prevent collisions between kick and sub. Recap: this lesson covered the pirate signal approach, a subsign workflow flip in Ableton Live 12. You learn to build a mono subsign first, split bass into sub and body using an audio effects rack, add harmonic content to the body while keeping the sub clean, and use sidechain ducking so kick and sub breathe together. The payoff is a cleaner low end, faster mixing decisions, and better translation across systems. Practice the mini exercise, save your rack as a template, and make this flip your default bass workflow. Closing: take a few runs through the exercise, try the suggested variations, and keep the subs and kick at the top of your session. Treat the subsign as the foundation. Commit early, then sculpt the body around it. Good luck and have fun with the pirate signal approach.